Good morning, traders. This is your morning brief for April 1st, 2026 at 7:02 a.m. We have five key market updates for you today. Let's dive in. Starting with update number one. The global wearable AI devices market is poised for significant expansion, with a new report forecasting it to reach an impressive $270.2 billion by 2036. That's up from $69.8 billion in 2026, representing a robust compound annual growth rate of 14.5% over the forecast period. Major tech players like Apple, the iPhone maker, Samsung Electronics, Google, Huawei Technologies, and Sony Corporation are all identified as key players driving innovation in smartwatches, earwear, and eyewear categories. This growth highlights the increasing integration of artificial intelligence into consumer electronics and healthcare, signaling a bright future for companies positioned in this evolving space. Investors should watch for continued product development and market penetration from these tech giants. Next up, update 2. Shifting to the white-hot artificial intelligence sector, OpenAI, the leading AI research and deployment company behind ChatGPT, has reportedly closed a colossal $122 billion funding round. This new financing pushes the company's valuation to an astounding $852 billion, surpassing its initial target of $110 billion. The round saw significant participation from tech heavyweights, including Amazon, the e-commerce and cloud computing giant, Nvidia, the dominant AI chip maker, Microsoft, which is deeply integrated with OpenAI, and SoftBank. This massive capital injection underscores the intense investor confidence in OpenAI's future growth and its pivotal role in shaping the AI landscape, signaling continued investment momentum across the entire AI ecosystem. Now for update number 3. In the energy sector, major oil and gas producer Chevron Corporation, trading under the ticker CVX, is seeing renewed analyst confidence. Morgan Stanley analyst Devin McDermott recently raised Chevron's price target to $212 per share. This upgrade places Chevron firmly among the top high-yield energy stocks currently drawing investor attention. The company manufactures and sells a wide range of refined products, including gasoline, diesel, and aviation fuels, in addition to premium base oil and lubricants. This positive adjustment reflects ongoing strength in the energy markets and could signal further upside potential for the integrated energy giant as it navigates global demand and supply dynamics. Continuing with update 4, the artificial intelligence landscape continues its dynamic shift this week, with Oracle, the cloud computing and enterprise software giant, reportedly planning layoffs affecting thousands of employees. This comes as Oracle steps up its spending on AI infrastructure, reflecting a broader trend where tech companies are reallocating resources towards AI development, even if it means workforce adjustments. Meanwhile, in the competitive chip market, Huawei, the Chinese tech conglomerate, appears to be making strides with its new 950PR AI chip, designed to challenge Nvidia's dominance in China. Customer testing has reportedly gone well, with tech giants like ByteDance and Alibaba planning orders, and Huawei aims to ship around 750,000 units this year. Adding to the semiconductor excitement, British chip designer Arm Holdings saw its shares soar 20% after projecting its new data center semiconductor could generate roughly $15 billion in annual revenue within 5 years. This bullish forecast also lifted shares of rivals like Intel and AMD, highlighting the intense interest and potential revenue streams in AI-focused silicon. And our final update, number 5. Turning our attention to retail, the TJX Companies, Inc., the parent company of popular off-price retailers like TJ Maxx and Marshalls, is signaling strong financial health and a commitment to shareholder returns. The company's board of directors approved a 13% increase in its quarterly dividend, raising it to 48 cents per share. This marks the 29th dividend increase in 30 years, showcasing a consistent track record. Furthermore, TJX plans to repurchase between $2.50 billion and $2.75 billion in shares for fiscal 2027. These moves underscore management's confidence in the company's long-term outlook and its dedication to returning capital to shareholders, which could be an attractive point for income-focused investors. That concludes all five updates in your morning brief for April 1st, 2026. For detailed analysis and source links, visit our website at insider.explainhart.com.